Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live Light, Painfully Punished. In this file, you will suffer the consequences of having been bad, having done something wrong for which you need to be corrected, need to be put in your place. I'm not going to repeat it here, as I'm sure your mind is very well aware of what it needs that correction for the most. And I also want to make sure that you understand that anything I do to you here is meant to help you vent those feelings, that guilt. I will make sure that any pain I apply is temporary. It will fade and you will feel better. That being said, there is a need to punish you. Before we begin, I would make you stand in the center of the room. Space for me to walk around you, but I'm not. I am simply standing, facing you. My eyes are locked onto yours, looking, judging, making sure that I am fully aware of what is about to come, and that you know that I am doing this in control. Imagine how easy it would be for me to step closer. Just two steps of my long legs, and it brings me standing so close. I can feel your heartbeat rising. My movements are slow and methodical. I don't need to do any effort to catch you or subdue you. No, this is different. I reach for your hair and grab it tight, staring deep into your eyes. You will be punished. I move my hand down to the back of your neck and grab it firmly, enough for you to feel the tension against your muscles and the strength of my hand. that could easily pull you down or push you over if I wanted to, but not yet. Each step here is measured, taken with care to make sure that you feel what's going on. Slowly I turn you around and make you walk towards the wall, my hand still grabbing the back of your neck, making sure that if there is any hesitation in your step, that a small squeeze reminds you of who is in control. Once you are standing against a wall, your face to the side, I press you harder into the surface. You know you need it, don't you? Good. With a very simple move, I press my thumbnail against the side of your neck hard enough for you to feel the pain of that pressure. I don't need anything to punish you if I want to. Anything I'm doing to you is by choice. Again, I grab your neck and begin to press you down, while your face stays mostly against the wall. You have to slowly sink through your knees until you end up practically kneeling facing the wall. I turn and lean to the side so I can look into your eyes. There are emotions there, mixed, blending together, and this is all just the beginning. Fingernails in the back of your neck sharply trace your skin. Little pain to build the anticipation even further. While you are facing the wall, I raise your shirt and expose your back. Again, I use my fingernails to slowly drag across your skin to let you feel that this isn't for pleasure, but it is a slow, deliberate, painful. Once your back is fully exposed, you hear me step back a strange sound reminds you of a tool that I have at my disposal. You could look, but you don't want to see the flogger that's in my hand. A thick leather one that has a particularly heavy feel of impact. Again, my movements are slow and calculated, almost to make you fear the anticipation more than the impact now. And then when I do it again, even harder, the streams of the flogger rake across your back with a sharp hit, and another sharp hit, and another sharp hit. I'll let you catch your breath for just a moment before I hit and hit and hit your back again. The red streams across your back quite noticeable, making sure to only hit where you can take it, but it still hurts plenty. Hit after hit after hit. Good. This time I grab you much rougher as I take you by the back of your neck and pull you away from the wall, pull you all the way across the room, and force you onto the sofa face down. I pull down the rest of your clothes so that your ass is exposed, and before you can do much, spank after spank after spank after spank hits you hard, and again spank, 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 spank. The response of your body, the redness, the heat of your skin. A clear reaction to the punishment. Spank, 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 spank. I stop and make sure that you're facing me, looking into your eyes. No, not yet enough. You hear a strange sound as I undo the belt of my pants. I fold it double, and with a swing it lands on your ass where you just have been spanked, with another hit and another hit and another hit. It hurts, but it also feels good to let go of any and all feelings that have been bottled up, any wrongness, any badness that was there can be let out with every hit, every impact, every spank, every feeling. And I know that there will be some bruises. How light or how heavy they are depends heavily on how much you need. Hit. You are laying there so still. You can feel the strange, scratchy feeling of a claw-like metal hand being pulled along your skin, just shy of breaking it. It is so sensitive that those lines of pain echo through your body. I look into your eyes again, and I can tell you've almost had enough. Just a moment, and a strange cool suddenly feels on your skin. A disinfectant spray is carefully applied as you feel me next to you. Tears, maybe. You can feel my warm hand gently placed on your back. As I take care of the bruising, I let your body vent whatever it needs to, and I am patiently sitting down as close to you as you allow it. If you can move, you're welcome to crawl closer. The heat of your skin, the impact on your back and ass, the release everything that required this punishment. And after this, it is forgiven. You did good. I don't want to move too much, as right now I need to stay close. You can feel that I'm moving around a little bit to very carefully grab a blanket to pull it over you, but I stay close. Thank you. you can still feel my presence. And the more you allow me, the closer I'll be right now. You've gone through a lot. If you manage to look at me, you no longer see strictness. Your punishment is done. In a moment, I'm going to count back up. And of course, there is a possibility that you need much more comfort. So this count will be incredibly slow. And it will also allow you to let go of any feelings that may have bubbled up. It's all up to you. I will do my best to give some comfort. One, two, slowly waking. Three, four, more aware. Five, six, almost there. Almost awake, and 9, 10, wake, and please take all the time you need. Take all the time you need to parse what you're feeling.